from some of the new faces, especially from some of these rookies, and what they can bring to what you want to do special teams wise?
You know, every time we draft a player, Coach Ficken and Ryan Ficken and I will sit down there and we'll watch some tape on them, whether or not we've watched them or not, watch their combine tape or their pro day tape, and see what type of athlete, you know, they are coming in. And then what we like to do is, obviously, we're going to teach them our techniques, our fundamentals, the things that we want them to emphasize during the spring, and then athletically see if they can do that. And if they can, we're going to put them in the right spots to be successful and you know, kind of, you know, tweak it as we go through the spring on into training camp. But there's a lot of really good athletes in this young class that we're excited about.
Can you see, I mean, they're not in pads out here, but you can see some of the athletic traits that they bring in that can make them fit or not fit?
Right, that's the big thing right now, John, is that we're more focused on the athletic movements. You know, we did a cover drill. You can't come down, you actually can't do the tackling part of it, but you can tag off on the hip, and we talk about the footwork and the squeeze and the cutoff and all those sorts of things we talk about with punt and kickoff coverage without the physical part of it right now. So that's a tough part of spring, but we understand, you know, that's what we're supposed to do right now, and those are the rules, and they're great rules to keep guys healthy. And, you know, we'll find out who the tough guys are when we put the pads on in training camp.
You see from some of the new returners, Stephon Diggs, DeJuan Harris, what have they been able to show you?
You know, DeJuan, I'm familiar with. We played against him before. He's a very strong, quick returner. I think he is more of a kickoff returner than a punt returner. Stephon can do both. He had a great freshman year at Maryland doing both. Tailed off a little bit the next 2 years, but I think he's got a phenomenal skill set, and he'll give us some great competition at those spots. Adrian always asked. He hasn't asked yet. I actually asked him yet if, you know, yesterday if he was ready, and he said, "Let me warm up, Coach Brief. I'll be ready to roll here in a little bit."
What are your thoughts on punt returner and Sherrills? I mean, he's kind of that guy every year we put on the bubble, and he finds a way to survive.
I think everybody that's talked to me before about Marcus Sherrills understands or knows how I feel about him. I think he's a very reliable returner. Also, is very one of the better returners in this league, and making people miss and getting the big yards when they're there. His average was outstanding last year, and we had two or three really big returns called back, where his average could have been upwards of 13 or 14 yards a return. So he's a very reliable and talented returner that somebody's going to have to come in and beat him out. And we're going to have competition like we do every year. He knows that. But I'm excited about that because that's only going to make him better, make our football team better.
Can you tell at this point whether Diggs has what it takes to return in the NFL, or is that something you see in the preseason?
I think right now, yes, he's got the skill set to be returned in this league, and I think he's just got to develop and do the little things that are necessary in terms of tracking the ball and catching the ball and getting the ball upfield and doing the things that we're asking him to do. But we'll see more of that as we get going in training camp.
Is he better at one or the other?
You know, I think he's got a great skill set to be a punt returner, and I think he's big and strong enough to be a kickoff returner. He probably could do both. There's no doubt in my mind. I've seen it on tape as a college player, but at this level it's a little bit different. But it's harder for me. I think it's harder to be a punt returner in this league than a kickoff returner, but I think he can do both.
Have two long snappers?
Yes.
How does that kind of affect things? What are you looking at there?
Well, we brought in competition for Colin this year. We thought it was the right thing to do. It's been a very good competition. The great thing about these two young guys, both Colin and Kevin, they're great people. I want to say kids, they're not kids, but they're great people. They get along well. They help each other, encourage each other. It's just great competition right now. And the best player, you know, the best one's the one we're going to keep at the end, I would think. You know, I don't make that decision, but that's I think, the direction that we're going.
Like the timing of that to bring in a competitive decision. Colin's been here for so long.
Yeah, he's been here a long time. I think this is year 11, if I'm not mistaken, and he's had a solid career, an outstanding career, and he's been great for this football team, and we just felt like this was the year to bring in the competition.
When do you want to decide that? Because that's something you'd want to decide pretty early in camp, isn't it?
On deciding who the guy is? Yeah, I think it'll work itself out. You know, I told both those guys, I think at the end of the competition, both of them will know who won that competition. You know, again, I don't make that final decision, but I think if it could become a numbers game in training camp with injuries, you never know how that's going to go. But, you know, I hope to get them to training camp and into the preseason games and see who's going to, you know, be the best possible option for us there.
Mike, do you kind of go in with still thinking Cordero's the guy as a kick returner, or do you look at some other options there as some of these other guys come in?
In my mind, Cordero Patterson's the best kickoff returner in the league, so I think, you know, it would be crazy for me to try to put someone else in that spot. But we're still bringing in competition. We still want him to get better. There's things that he can't do. This year that he did last year, put the ball on the ground and those things, but he's still very talented, and every time he's back there, you guys see what teams do. They get nervous and they don't like kicking to him, and bless you, we get great field position because of that.
Kind of what effect do you think the change in extra points will have?
Oh yeah, the PAT rule. You know, first of all, I'm happy that the owners and the competition committee kept the play in. It's a very exciting play, I think. They made it more exciting. Like any other change that they've made to special teams over the last few years, we've embraced it. We're happy about it. We're gonna, you know, make it a home field advantage at TCF, and you know it's gonna be cold and windy, as you guys know. When it gets there, it gets to that point of the year. You know, we have to go out and execute. Hopefully our opponents won't. And when we go on the road, we got to do a good job there as well. But I think it makes an exciting play. The possibility of scoring 2 points for the defense, I think, is great and should be fun.
How much difference do you think it really does make?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, there's going to be a team that loses a game this year because of a missed PAT, because of that rule. And, you know, obviously, we don't want to be that team. We're hoping it's one of our opponents that we play. But, you know, at the end of the day, whether it's 94%, 95% from 33 yards, you know, whatever the case may be, it's still less than 98, 99% or whatever it has been in PATs, the old rule. But it will make an impact, I think, on that play and the decision that the head coach has to make, whether it's the first half or second half, whether he's going for two, you know, the second quarter, the fourth quarter. You know, every head coach is going to be a little bit different, I think. But I think it's going to make the game more exciting.
We good? You already started talking strategy in regards to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.